This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
In this town, there is no off-season. The news never stops, and neither do we. It's always game day in Cleveland with Andy Baskin and Daryl Leiter.
It's always game day in Cleveland as our free agency coverage continues. But first, mobile sports betting, finally legal here in the state of Ohio. Reminder, the BetQL is here to help you make the most informed bets possible. You can see all of today's winners by heading to BetQL.com or by downloading the BetQL app, where you can claim your free three-day trial today. Head to BetQL.com/news/923TheFan for exclusive sportsbook offers.
All right, Daryl, I want to talk to you about two players who have played for the Browns and could they be on the radar. First, the hot topic today was Kareem Hunt. Could Kareem still find himself on this roster when the season opens?
No. Where would he play?
Running back?
Where would he play? Like
running back?
Is he going to hold a clipboard the entire season? There's nowhere to put him. Nick Chubb's carries are already going to get cut, right?
Right.
They've got
We assume.
They've got Jerome Ford and they've got Demetric Felton. So my question to you is, if they bring back Kareem Hunt, where would he play?
Well, first of all, Demetric Felton, whether he's on the roster or not, I don't think that makes a difference. If they can bring Kareem back on a very reasonable contract, I don't know why you wouldn't bring him back. I mean, ask yourself, is Kareem Hunt a better running back, more proven running back than Jerome Ford? Or are you still mad at him last year for the hissy fit he threw early on in the season? And did that ever go away? That's my bigger question. Look, if you can have Kareem Hunt on the roster because no one else is offering him anything and he's going to sit out there anyway, wouldn't you rather have Kareem Hunt than Jerome Ford?
I think Kareem Hunt would be foolish to return to the Cleveland Browns.
I'm just wondering where he's going to go, Daryl. I don't know of another team that's picking him up right now.
Well, right now, running backs aren't exactly going off the board. Zeke's been released by Dallas, and he's obviously out there.
He's behind him and Leonard Fournette, if somebody wanted to take a flyer on Fournette.
But like I said, I think Cleveland's a bad spot for him. This has nothing to do with him as a player, of course. But he isn't going to get any touches. And if you're not going to get any touches, why would you come here on a league minimum deal? You know what I mean? Like, I wouldn't do it. Kareem Hunt's number one priority this offseason needs to be going somewhere he can get touches. It's not what he can sign for. If I were him, I would sign a one-year contract with somebody and see if by getting some touches this year, you can bump up your value going into next offseason. I would not sign a multi-year deal unless there is a lot of guaranteed money involved in it. And I would not come back to the Cleveland Browns. And again, this has nothing to do with my thoughts on Kareem Hunt, the player. I just don't see any opportunity here for him to be able to do what he needs to do so that he can kind of cash in. It's not. I mean, Nick Chubb needs to get basically as many running back carries as humanly possible. Jerome Ford's your number two back. Demetric Felton is your running back slash wide receiver. Dearness Johnson, where did he end up? Because he's a free agent too. And And
he's
I'll be
nowhere honest. Right now. He's also, I mean, he and Kareem are in limbo land right now.
But my point is, if I'm the Browns, I probably bring DeErnest back if I could before I brought Kareem back. Because, look,
there was plenty of talk today. I mean, just saying, just listening. We didn't talk about it on our show. Jeff has talked about it before. But I was listening to the afternoon show. They were talking about bringing him back. And I was just like, huh, really?
Yeah, I wouldn't. I would not. And again, has nothing to do with the player. It has to do with opportunity that it's going to be available to him and slash the role he's going to have. I just don't think he'd be featured a whole lot. Unless
I don't think so either. I mean, he'd be third down guy again if he's lucky.
And he's got a better chance. And really his only way of contributing is by catching the ball out of the backfield, being Deshaun Watson safety valve. Now, if you speak in those terms, Andy,
right?
Because they have met as we record this podcast on a Monday evening, because anything can happen at any time in free agency, right? As we saw last week when we recorded one of our podcasts,
right?
They haven't done anything at wide receiver just yet. So when I look at where they're at with receiver, Amari Cooper, Donovan Peoples-Jones, David Bell, Demetric Felton. Then let's not forget about Michael Woods. And they got a couple other guys in there as well. Like, they got four. And that I'm fairly confident are making the team, right? Which right. means whoever they bring in is either going to be the number three guy, number four guy, or five or six, right? Three right. slash down there. You're not spending big money on the number three through six wide receiver, are you?
Well, how do you look at David Bell? I think that's the biggest question.
David Bell. I look at him as a future possession third down receiver, like
as your number three wide receiver, then, right? If you're looking at a depth chart,
right? I'm projecting him right now to be their another safety valve, if you will.
Okay.
DPJ is your contested catches dude. Amari Cooper's the make the plays down the field dude, right? The star. And I need somebody else that can just run around like a chicken with their head cut off and get themselves away from DBs to be open.
That's Kareem Hunt, isn't it? Can't Kareem Hunt do that?
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Like I said, that's the only way that I see him being able to contribute offensively. It's not unless, running the ball, Andy. I'm sorry. I know.
Unless you think Jakeem Grant has anything as a wide receiver.
Well, I knew I was forgetting somebody.
Jakeem
Grant's the other one. So now now we're up to five wide receivers. Okay. So I mean, I can see them just drafting a dude. Okay. Because remember, Amari at some point his contract's up here, and I don't know what the thinking is long term right now with him. I'm all on board with keeping him, but that's just my take on the situation. But there's just not a lot of room for spending money at receiver right now. He is under contract for 2024. Amari is. At another $20 million salary, he is going to. They restructured his deal. I don't remember. I think the Browns restructured his deal last year when they brought him to Cleveland. And the restructure basically was they added two voidable years to the back end of the thing to stretch out the signing bonus cap hit. And so, yeah, because the next 2 years, he's over $23 million against your cap.
All right, Daryl, I don't want to run out of time in this segment. The other name that keeps popping up is Odell Beckham Jr. Nope. And his name keeps going back and forth. I've heard other people come out straight. No, why? Because of the money or because of the drama?
All the above. We've had the full Odell experience. We're good. We have, right?
Then I know you said this, and I know we talked about this before. I just don't know why they wasted their time to go watch him.
Because you have to do your due diligence.
But only nine teams went, right? Something like that.
Here's the thing. You know he's a gifted athlete, right?
Correct.
And he's out there, the video's out there. He spent half the damn workout doing the one-handed catch thing. And it's just, I'm not interested in that crap. I'm not. I'm sorry. Like, I admit, I was all in love with it that first year in 2019 in training camp when he was doing that crap during every single practice. Okay? I ain't interested in that stuff anymore. I really am not. Give me a guy that's going to go out there and catch the ball with two hands. I'm not interested in your flashy crap. I'm not. I have no interest whatsoever. While there's no bad blood between Beckham's camp and the Browns front office, I still have major issues with how he orchestrated his way out of here. I thought it was a gutless way to go about it, to have your dad do that so you could get your release. I realized that Baker Mayfield might not have treated you with the professional respect that you were looking for. Clearly, the organization ended up taking Baker's side of it. Certainly coming here and playing with Deshaun Watson is appealing because...
Back up on that. They took his side. They ended up trading him.
Baker?
For peanuts. Yeah, I mean, they ended up getting... Yeah, at the end of the day...
They gave Odell his walking papers and said, go ahead. Go whatever you want. Who did they let walk in that situation? Did they keep Baker?
They let them both walk.
They kept Baker.
The end of the season, he was gone too. So I think they were fed up with both of them.
Right. But I'm just saying, initially, in the moment, they took Baker's side. I realize eventually
it's easier to let a wide receiver go than your starting quarterback, though, too.
I get that. But I'm just saying they sided with, at the time, the starting quarterback, and they let Odell go.
All right. So let me just put a bow on this. No, he's not coming back.
I don't think he's coming back. I'm not interested in him coming back. He, like I said, gifted player. I personally, as a human being, hope he's 100% healthy. Remember, same injury twice. That's concerning. I don't care how good he looks on air. That's a concern for me. If I'm an executive right now, and clearly a lot of executives feel that way, because again, as we record this podcast, he's still available. So. I mean, yeah, we got the full Odell experience. Andrew Berry had his front office do their jobs. Again, there's no bad blood between the sides over his departure, which again speaks to the quality of how Andrew Berry's run the Cleveland Browns, right? They did right by him. Odell remembers that they did right by him, but I have no interest in spending big money on him because of injury fears and the Odell experience that we already had. And I just don't think that they have a lot of money to allocate right now to that wide receiver room. And quite frankly, I mean, they had Jarvis Landry and Odell Beckham Jr. on the same team. Two of the best dudes in the league at catching footballs. The difference is Baker was the quarterback and not Deshaun Watson. And it makes you think, well, how that would have gone if Deshaun Watson had been the quarterback with those two dudes on the field.
That's a good point.
Much differently.
All right. It's always game day in Cleveland. You'll hear from one of the newest Browns when we return. It's always game day in Cleveland.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O' Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, oh.